Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Monday Money Manifesto for the 23rd of September 2013. And this is wonderful to be basking in this Indian summer. We went to a great party on Saturday night and we were able to stay outside in the warmth and under a moon just on the way in until remarkably late. It's absolutely fabulous. During the last week or so I've received some very complimentary feedback on the posts I've been doing about our own financial planning process, and I'd like to continue them this week if I could, by telling you about how we personally are dealing with the first phase of the planning process. This process at Planning for Life we call Future, standing for Foundations, Utopia, Transformation, Utilization, Resources, Roadmap and Enlightenment. And so today I want to talk about foundations. And a good plan needs good foundations, a clear and accurate picture of where we now stand. And a key part of this understanding is of our own personal household expenditure, something that in my own personal experience and that of my clients is not something we do particularly well. In planning terms, however, it is the absolute centre of a financial plan. Planning is all about ensuring we have the right money in the right place at the right time, which means we must know what we are going to spend now and in the future. The fundamental and deep truth of this statement becomes much plainer as you go through the planning process. And it's also a deeply emotional issue, and facing the emotions around our spending is often more difficult to deal with than the actual figures themselves. In my own family some years ago, we realized we had no understanding of our income or expenditure. We literally did not know how much was coming in or going out, or what we were spending our money on. This led to anxiety, fear, stress, and an inability to concentrate on the present, because we were constantly worrying about the future. Even worse, we seemed to be spending everything we earned and saving nothing for the future. So I started to record our spending. I used a couple of programs initially, and they were of slightly dubious quality, and indeed at one stage I lost an entire 3 months of records, before finally discovering a program called Money Dance, developed by a firm called The Infinite Kind. It's a little unintuitive at times, and can be a bit heavy on keystrokes at times, but it is robust and works well across devices and platforms. And so, over the past few years, we've built up and categorized a detailed and accurate record of our household spending. And we now know exactly where we stand in spending terms. We did this by recording all our invoices, all our cash expenditure, reconciling our bank statements at the end of each month to get an accurate picture of what our spending was. And it's been a revelation. Indeed, it's quite shocking in some ways, as we saw how our money was disappearing, how much we were spending on existing rather than actually living, and in the most inefficient way at that. However, it also brought about a sense of relief as we understood where we stood. Even if it didn't look particularly good, it meant we had a firm information base on which to make decisions about our spending. Tactically, it enabled us to identify areas where we could cut expenditure without making noticeable differences to our lives. We rejigged our telephone contracts, switched our oil supplier, indeed totally refurbished our old heating and hot water system, which was drinking oil and maintenance costs. That was obviously a capital expenditure, but we expect to get that money back fairly quickly on the savings we make. We saw how much our water meter was running and dealt with the leaking taps and trickling loos. We started to switch off lights when we went out of rooms, and we started driving for fuel efficiency rather than speed. And ironically, of course, found it took no less time normally to get to our destinations. To be fair, money was not the only motivation for these changes. We had always tried to be environmentally friendly, but the figures revealed the extent to which we were not really living up to our own ideals and helped us to change for the better. Strategically and in planning terms, we are also now in a much better position in that we have good information about our spending based on 3 years' pretty accurate spending records. And this is going to enable us to project our core basic expenditure over the coming years and to better plan our savings and our discretionary spending on living life more fully than we have in the past. I've always said that the benefit of planning comes as much from the journey than as from the plan itself. And this, I believe, is a classic example of that belief. We have no new plan yet. What we have, though, is a deeper understanding of our lives and ourselves. We are well on the road to becoming financially well organized, and that's another important goal of financial life planning, and a topic that we're going to return to throughout this planning journey. That's it from me. Hope you have a very good and hopefully very sunny week. And I look forward, I hope, to be able to give you some more tips and hints on the planning process from our own experience next Monday. Take care.